was twisted, paralyzed by sin, doomed to fall and never rise again. I cried out in anguish, does anybody care? At that moment, someone came, said, gold and silver have I none, but what I have I'll share. Then I rose up and walked in Jesus' name.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, and from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music. You're listening to the Sunday, March the 10th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And if you have just tuned in, we've been featuring music about the name of Jesus. And we just heard Michael Combs, and In Jesus' Name, and that's so nice, I'm going to go back and play that one twice. There's a message in this music.
Just another dusty morning outside the temple gate. A cripple sets up shop and starts to beg, crying out for mercy from strangers passing by. Take pity on a man with worthless legs. He reached out for a shekel, but he got so much more. The day that John and Peter happened by, they did not have a nickel, but gave him what they had. Then he jumped up and cried, I've been healed, the temple gate, but I was just as crippled as that man. My heart and soul was twisted, paralyzed by sin, doomed to fall and never rise again. I cried out in anguish, does anybody care? That moment, someone came, said gold and silver have I none, but what I have I'll share. And I rose up and walked in Jesus' name.
We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise very shortly. I want to remind you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can call it in to our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we've been featuring the name of Jesus here on the program and on today, and I believe that he's going to work powerfully in the lives of those who call upon his name. Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir, and we lift your name here on Sounds of Praise.
Losing loved ones made within.
And when we cry,
when we cry,
out to you,
out to you, Lord,
you did not turn away,
but you brought.
It's 7:16 here on WMFO in Medford's Sunday, March the 10th, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we've been featuring music about the name of Jesus. And on this last set, we heard Big Daddy Weave with The Only Name, Natalie Grant with Your Great Name, Pamela and Tia Man with We Exalt Your Name, Michael Combs with In Jesus' Name, and that was so nice, I went back and played that one twice. And you just heard Luther Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir with We Lift Your Name Forevermore. Okay, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. Still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. And leading us off in the United Prayer and Praise segment of the Ministry of the Clock Sisters, and pray for the USA.
She goes back down.
7:29 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're going to be praying as the Clark sisters directed us to pray for the USA. Our country is going through difficult times, and seems like there are even more difficult times ahead. Realizing that the Chevrolet company is closing a lot of their plants around the country after they were bailed out by the country, by the government several years ago. And now they're moving a lot of those plants overseas. So I mean, those people are losing their jobs. So we're praying that God's going to minister in their behalf. He's the God of the open door. The door that he opens, no man can shut. And the door that he shuts, no man can open. So we pray that we'll go through. The individual will be able to go through the open doors that God has for them and provide the benefits and blessings that he alone can give. Also praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle of Medford is facing eye surgery, I believe, in May. So we're praying that God's going to minister in her behalf. And meanwhile, she's having problems with her back, which seems to be deteriorating. And the doctors seem like to say that they can't seem to do anything for it. But we know that God is the great physician. And by his stripes, we're claiming healing in her behalf. Let's look to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we heard the song by the Clark sisters directing us to pray for the USA, where there are so many internal and external problems taking place. We pray, O Lord, that you would provide wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for those who are in positions of authority. And pray, O God, that you would provide them with that which is needed, and that they would be able to lead, to guide the country in the way that you would have it to go. We're praying for the many people who work for General Motors and the Chevrolet operations that are closing plants, and many thousands of people are going to be losing their jobs. And we pray, O God, that you, who are the God of the open door, would make ways and provide for them so that they may be able to continue to provide for their families. We realized recently when they had the government closing how many people in the world, how many people in the country are living paycheck to paycheck. And we pray, oh God, that you would provide and minister in these situations so that your people, oh God, may be strengthened and encouraged, blessed and delivered, and all that is needed and all that is due to them, you would provided as they go through the open doors that you have for them. We're claiming your victory in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray you could minister powerfully in her behalf. She's been suffering through many various situations, Lord. We pray, Lord, you would bless and strengthen her as she faces this back problem that the doctors can't seem to find any solution for. But we know that you are the great physician. You suffered those stripes in your own body so that we might attain healing. And we pray, O Lord, that you would, as we stand in the gap interceding in her behalf, that you would provide the healing from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Even this eye operation that she's facing in a month of May, we pray, O God, that you would deliver her even from that as well, because there's nothing too hard for you. We just heard in the song a little while ago about the man who was at the temple gate begging, and when he received what you have in the name of Jesus, he was able to rise up and walk and praise God and rejoice because of what you had done in his life. So we're claiming that victory in her behalf, and we thank you for all you're going to accomplish in the life of your servant, and may her life be a tremendous testimony in the days which are ahead of the wondrous things that she received from your hand, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:33 here on WMFO in Metro. If your clock is saying 6:33, you didn't set it ahead. You need to set your clock ahead 1 hour. Spring forward and it's fall back. So it's spring, we're going ahead an hour. And we pray that you'll do that so that you'll get in tune with everybody else. You don't be running late because you didn't set your clock properly. Okay, let's see. I want to inform you, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And we'll begin praying for you or praising God with you as soon as we receive your information. And then I'll bring you to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we begin praising God with you or praying for you. Or you can write to me if you wish. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And like I said, as soon as I get your information, I'll begin praying God, praising God with you, or praying for you. And then we'll bring that information to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your prayer requests or your praise report before God's throne. 735 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. And want to continue by allowing you to know that the name of Jesus is a strong name. For Sean Mitchell here on Sounds of Praise.
Well, put your hands on it right here. If you know that the name of the Lord is strong. Oh, yeah.
There is a name higher than any name. Name of authority. Full of power and no defeat. A strong tower, a great fortress for me. Confuses the enemy and guarantees total victory. 'Cause we know that the strong name
will be a great.
Every disease has to fall when your mighty name is called. I call him healer, provider, teacher. That's who you are. 'Cause we know that the strong name will be a great defense for us. The strong name will be a great defense for us. So I will open up my
And that's what Sounds of Praise is all about, to get you out there who've never trusted in the name of the Lord to put your faith and trust in Him. You don't want to be on the outside looking in when things get really tough and you have no one that you can depend upon, no one who can deliver you. Even if you people wanted to deliver you, they won't be able. Because God is saying those that put their faith and trust in Him now are the ones who are going to have the victory when difficult times come. And if you like that to take place in your life today, I'd like to lead you in prayer. There's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring His salvation gift alive within your life this very day. And I'd like you to pray this prayer. Repeat these words after me to God and allow Him to do His tremendous deliverance, His tremendous power through His almighty name. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I'm coming this morning because I've heard the name of Jesus and all that I've been told that He is able to provide. And now I want the realization in my life of His presence this very moment, this very day, so that I might have the certainty that when I go through my difficult times, He will be there. When death comes knocking at my door, He will be there. Your word says, absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. And I need, I want, I desire that assurance. So I'm coming to You, dear Jesus, asking You to forgive me of my sin, cleanse me from all my unrighteousness, and empower me to live for You, to grow in You, and to be a testimony of the wondrous things I've received from Your hand, so that many others might receive the benefits and blessing of Your salvation. This I pray in Your name and for Your praise and for Your glory. Amen. If you pray that prayer, or if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. Or when you do it, He'll do it. And so, therefore, I want to know about it because I have some materials to help you know what to do when you now that you've given your life to Him, or when you give your life to Him. And you can receive by calling me on the while I'm on the air. I'll be here in the studio about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. And number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And we invite you to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air, and there's no guarantee I'll get that message. And you call me while I'm on the air. 1-855-915-WMFO. But please don't put off for tomorrow what you need to do today. Tomorrow is not promised to anyone.
Never to be the same again. Never to be the same again. same. Never be the same. No, never be the same. Never be the same.
And we pray that you have made that decision to come to Christ. And if so, please give us a call so we can send you that material to help you know what to do now that you're giving your life to Him. And again, our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, DarnleyVB@Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. We've been featuring on the program today the powerful name of Jesus. And when you give your life to Him, it's not a one-time blessing. You'll find out He keeps on blessing. There's no limitations of blessings when it comes to the power of Almighty God and the name of Jesus. Luther Barnes and the Redbud Gospel Choir, you keep on blessing me, and He'll do that for you as well.
Every day of my life, I get a new blessing. Well, the Lord sends new blessings my way, and He does it over and over and over again. Come on, y'all.
Keep on blessing me over and over again.
Oh, yeah.
You keep on blessing me over and over again.
Talking about the Lord now. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You woke me up this morning, started me on my way. You gave me strength to make it, to make it through another day. You gave me eyes to see. You gave me a tongue to talk. I want to thank you, Jesus, for giving me the legs to walk. Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
You keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me.
Over and over.
Over and over again.
Lord, you keep on blessing me.
You keep on blessing me. I can understand
what I've got a home to live in.
I can get a witness out there. Ought to clap your hands if you know you've been blessed. Ought to help me tell the Lord.
The Bonds and the Redbud Gospel Choir. Yes, salvation so great. The name of Jesus is so fantastic. He keeps on blessing. 7:53 is the Sounds of Praise time. And got maybe a couple more songs in here. Rance Allen and the group, and Something About the Name Jesus.
With all of my heart, yeah, with all of my heart, yes I will. And I won't leave to mine own understanding. I
you see how far God brought me back? I can't do nothing but thank the Lord. Somebody ought to get up. Pray to him. Call his name. Say, pray to him. Pray to him. That's it. That's it. That's it.
That Rance Allen song wasn't the one I wanted. But anyway, it's time for me to pack the bag and move out till next Sunday. We'll be back live really with more new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. In the background, we have Tasha Cobbs Leonard and The Name of Jesus, The Name of Our Lord. And so until next Sunday, this is your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless. Have a fantastic day and week in the Lord. See you bright and early next Sunday morning at 5 a.m. when we do it all over again. If by chance I can't see you here, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.